It's not just the Canadians. This is happening everywhere. Back in September of 2020, if you remember this, and we should remember Trump's first administration. Don't you think if we're going to vote for him a second time, should we pay a little bit of attention to what he actually did? Not what he's saying now, but what he actually did. It might be a better clue to what he's going to do coming up than what he actually says now.
The biometric entry exit visa tracking system, which we need desperately.
Do we?
In my administration, we will ensure that this system is in place. And I will tell you, it will be on land, it will be on sea, it will be in air. We will have a proper tracking system.
Yeah, everywhere. But we don't care about any of that now, do we? Not at all. And when you look at biometric surveillance, it is everywhere now. I reported last week the fact that you have European Football League soccer. They're putting it in stadiums and things like that. Madison Square Gardens has it, biometric surveillance, and a database to go along with it, of course, that does the matches, of course. And we know this because there was a law firm that was suing them. They got angry about that. They put pictures of biometric information. Again, she'd never been to this lawyer who worked for this firm had never been to Madison Square Gardens to get identified that way. But because they didn't like this lawsuit, she was not involved in the lawsuit, but they put everybody that worked for the firm in their database. She goes on a field trip with her kid and she gets hustled out of there by bouncers, embarrassed, angry. She sues them over this. And so now the NFL is going to be doing this as well. Just a couple of days ago, I pointed out that grocery store chains are starting to put in biometric stuff. So you're not going to go to a sporting event, not going to go get your food, not going to do all these different things because of this biometric identification. We are turning into China. China. Oh, we don't like China. But they're the beta test for everything that Trump and the rest of these people are going to do to us. He was pushing this in September 2020 as he's running for election. Now, he's not talking about this now. But the crisis of the border that that Biden has created has got Republicans begging for this kind of stuff. Just like a lot of them over this false flag of 9/11 started begging for the Patriot Act aspects of this. Oh, put in a TSA, great. That's a great idea. We got to be protected from people hijacking planes. There was never a threat to airports and airplanes. And we know that because that's the TSA's own assessment. And we also know that because there hasn't been another one. And because they don't do their job. They're absolute failures at their job. And so if there was a threat, we would have had multiple attacks like that. No, we don't even need to have the document confessing that, but the TSA knows it. I know it. You know it. But you still got people who think it's necessary. So biometric ID verification is set to be used at all NFL stadiums beginning in this year, in 2024, all of them. I don't have to go to an NFL stadium. I've never been to an NFL game. But I do need to go to grocery stores from time to time. If I don't have some other way to get food. And they're going to use this type of thing. It's just like they're going to use the CBDC to shut people down, shut people out. So you can thank Trump and Biden for this, the GOP and the Democrats for this. They're all working for the same agenda. It doesn't matter, these people. If you're going to stop this, you got to stop it at the state level. And, of course, in Florida, they want to make E-Verify mandatory. That'll keep the illegal aliens from stealing our jobs. Yeah, please put us in an open-air prison. The identity and the access management system. And guess what they call it? IAM. IAM, the great IAM. It's kind of got an antichrist ring to it, doesn't it? This system is like a mark of the beast type of stuff. It's the IAM system. The IAM system. And the company that provides it is called Wicket. Not Wicked with a D, but Wicket with a T.
Wicket, David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. Trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.